What's good? What's good? Welcome to For the Love of Ernisha podcast. This is your girl Ernisha, and today's date is January 26, 2024. What's good? What's good? I know I haven't been on here in 2 weeks. Your girl been working, y'all. Y'all know I work for Amazon. It's peak season shit. You know, your girl been working, trying to get her rest. And that's about it. I hope y'all doing good. Well, let's do mental check-in. How is your mental? I hope it's good. Good and great. Not too bad. I know we have bad days now. We have bad days. But hopefully, the beginning of your bad day ended with a good day. Great day. So my mental check-in right now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, I feel like a 10, because today I get emotional, you know. My little sister, shout out to London, she made 19, okay, on the 24th, and then I have another sister, her birthday is February the 4th, so they're both Aquarius. Shout out to all the Aquarius. And then my niece's birthday is March 25th. Then the baby of the bunch, my little sister Sincere's birthday, June the 13th. See, you know what I'm saying? Then it's my god baby birthday at the end of July 23rd, 24th. And then it's just a lot going on, and as I'm getting older, I'm getting emotional. This is before I get into the topic. I wanted to cry today because it's like I'm so thankful and grateful for my sisters and my family and my best friends. Even though I don't talk to them all the time, I love everybody, and it's just, you know, I haven't cried in a long time. And today, you know, just hearing my sister's voice, because, you know, I gift her and my other sister, you know, their gifts already. And then I'm hook up the baby Sincere, her birthday coming up. You know, it's just, and then I'm just grateful and thankful, y'all, that I can put a smile on their face. And I just like to see people win. And it just bring a smile to my face that I'm very grateful, thankful for everything. And I'm very blessed. And some people are not blessed, and just don't give up on whatever you're going through. You know what I'm saying? Because it's obstacles that hit us every day in life, but we can't give up. And we got to just believe in ourselves or whatever that look like. You know, if you want to move up in, you know, the ladder in your job, your career, anything in life, like, do that shit. Like, and I'm getting a little emotional because everything so far that's on my vision board that I said I was going to do, I'm doing it. And I'm just grateful that I'm doing it and taking, you know, accountability of everything. And it's only going to get greater and better. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for everything and everybody. And I just wanted to say that. So in between me talking, y'all going to hear my water, but I'm just letting you know now, because talking a lot, it makes your motherfucking mouth dry. Okay. So I wanted to get off, I had to get that out. You know what I'm saying? So my segments of my beginning is mental check and get out. Get out what you need to get out. You know what I mean? Hold on, y'all. I gotta drink my water, child. And I guess, excuse me. I know they like, what you doing over there? Sniffling. No, I'm just playing. I had to clear my throat, clear my nose. Allergies too. My allergies is acting up. It's wild. It's wild over here, but we getting through it. So today, guess what, y'all? So today is Freestyle Friday. So I'm gonna talk about, I feel like I'm talking about two topics, but I might go into three topics. But Freestyle Friday is like, I'm going to stay within the topic at hand, but it might be like three topics within the Freestyle Friday. You know what I'm saying? So just bear with me. Or it might just be one topic within the Freestyle Friday. But Freestyle Friday to me is like stuff I've been seeing and feeling and hearing. So the first topic at hand, because it is topics within this episode, but it's called Freestyle Friday, so it's not just on one topic. I'm gonna jump from one topic to another topic and maybe a third topic, but all the topics goes within each other, if that makes sense. But it's basically three topics in one episode, but it's free because usually I have I'll say today's topic is blah 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 blah, but today is Freestyle Friday because it's one particular topic that got three subjects attached to it, if that makes sense. So just keep up. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna talk about, okay, because I'm not tired of it, maybe I am tired of it, because it don't matter to me personally, and I don't mind telling a dude how many people I slept with, because all the time I always double back, you know what I mean? So and then people assume that I slept with like 30, 40, 50, 100 people. And it's not even that number, child. I'm literally under 15 bodies. Maybe 13. I'm trying to think. It's under 13 bodies. Like, literally. It's 15. It's 15 now. But, I haven't fucked that many people. You know what I mean? Like I said, I always double back. You know what I mean? I always slid to the back. I always double back because it's like, yeah, we might not have worked out at that moment, but okay, now we're going to work out. Maybe it work out. Maybe it don't work out. Whatever case might be. So I don't mind saying how many bodies I have. I mean, maybe in some people's eyes, they'd be like, damn, that's a lot. But personally, I don't feel like that's a lot, because it's like, I know women that had 30, 40, 50, 100 bodies, and they not even my age. You gotta remember, I'm 36 years old. I've been having sex since I was 16. So, you just gotta picture that. I'm 36 years old. I only had 15 bodies in my life, compared to a 23-year-old or a 25-year-old or a 26-year-old that had 50 bodies and they ain't even reached 30 yet. That's something bad. Like, I know some women and some men too. It goes for men too. You know what I mean? And men is prone to have sex with a lot of women. Some, not all. I feel like it's like 90% to 10%. You know, that 10%, they got bodies, but not as much as the men they got. It's like, that's how I feel about women too, because me, I'm going to talk about me. So my bodies, like I just said, you know, maybe, and whoever hear this, whatever, you can judge me. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. Fuck how you feel, because you can't judge me. I know. We going to keep it real. Shit. So, yes, I had 15 bodies in my lifetime, from the age of 16 to 36. So, that's not that much bodies. I was a teenager, right? Then I was in my 20s, right? And now I'm in my 30s. So, it's basically almost three fucking decades in that bitch. Maybe two decades. Wait, let me see. 10. So, 20, so that's 20, so 10, and then 10, so that's 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, that's 24 years, I believe. Maybe I'm off, because because from 20 to 21, I mean, not 20 to 21, 20 to 30, that's 10 years, right? And then, that's 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And that's 16 years. And then you add 16. I was 16 years old. So 16, 17, 18, 19. That's not bad for me. And like I said, I don't give a fuck. Like, y'all know y'all be fucking hella bitches and bitches be fucking hella niggas. Like, let's be real. Like, and like I said, if I wasn't doubling back, of course it will be high. But I always double back. It might be less than 15. Shit. because I can count on my hands how many people I slept with. Literally, like, I'm counting in my head right now. Because just because I talked to certain dudes, that don't mean I had sex with all the dudes I talked to. I might have just kept it pee and kept it play, and we just maybe smoked some weed and hanged out, but it was never nothing sexual, you know what I mean? So let me see. I can't name everybody. Let me see. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. It might be less than 15. Might be 11. Look, I'm giving myself 15, but shit, it might be under 15, not over 15. You feel what I'm saying? Because I used to double bag. Like, I didn't want no new bodies. I want that body. You know what I mean? So it might be under 15. But look, at the end of the day, I don't just look. Like, that's what I was trying to get to. I don't give a fuck how many bodies another woman or men have. You know what I'm saying? Long as your health wise is good, you go to the doctor, you check on yourself, you know, you care about what's in your body, you know, you just take good care of yourself. I don't give a fuck how many people you fuck. You know what I mean? Because why do I care? Now, if you ain't been to the doctor and you trying to fuck on me raw, we need to go to the doctor together. You need to show me them test results. You know what I mean? And I need to do the same. Because you just gotta be safe out here. And I don't give a fuck if you ain't been in a relationship for 300 years. That means, aka 3 years, okay? You still need to get tested. I'm big on that, y'all. Just get tested. And I'm not saying, whatever the outcome is when you get tested, do what you need to do and do what you need to do, okay? That's all I'm saying. Like, people be afraid to go to the doctor, period. Like, I'm afraid of the dentist, but I'm making my dentist appointment this month, okay? I'm afraid of the dentist, but I gotta go. That's the only thing. I don't mind going to the doctor. I don't mind going to the eye doctor, but the dentist is hard for me to get in there, but I'm gonna get in there because I got some shit to do. That's on my vision board, so we gotta get this shit rolling! But yeah, I don't give a fuck how many bodies you have. Long as you safe, you know what I mean? You taking care of your health, I don't give a fuck, and you shouldn't give a fuck about me. Because at the end of the day, like I said, most individuals think I'm very sexual active. I am not really that sexual active. I really pick and choose who I fuck on and fuck with. I don't fuck everything that I talk to, okay? If the vibes is vibing, they're vibing, okay? Because and it happens sometimes. Like, I could talk to a person, I can feel the vibe and stuff, but I might not even fuck them until 9 days. And sometimes the vibes be kicking and chilling and shit, and I might fuck them right away, you know what I mean? We grow. Condoms and everything. Speaking of, I gotta get some condoms. I gotta get some condoms. I knew it was something I forgot to get at the grocery store today. But I usually go to Walmart, though. It's a bigger pack. But anyways, I'm just giving y'all some game. It's a bigger pack at Walmart. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And you shouldn't give a fuck either. Like I said, even if a person said, oh, I've been single for 5 years. Okay, that's bad. But then you want to have unprotected sex with me? No. We're going to go to the doctor together or separate. Whatever case may be, we're going to get the recent test results. We're going to figure this shit out. So, the other topic at hand. Because y'all been cutting up, okay? So, I had posted something on my Instagram story, and it was saying how dudes be on, how both parties, how people be on your girl or your dude while they at work. So, if you don't know, now you know. I work at Amazon, and it's a warehouse position, and it be a lot going on. And that's where I get most of my topics from, because I see and hear, and people tell me stuff now. Like, when people tell me their personal business, like, I don't talk about that on my podcast, because once somebody tell me their personal business, And even if they don't say don't tell nobody, I really forget about it because it's not my business to tell. You know what I'm saying? But like the obvious stuff, like, okay, let me give you guys an example. So I am talking to somebody at this moment. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm talking to somebody, I'm trying to figure out if we're going to make it official or if we are official. Like, I just feel like even though we ain't made it official, I still respect him and I hopefully he respect me. It's just a test to see, you know, where this going to go. We might be in a relationship, we might not, we still kicking it or whatever case might be. I don't mind kicking it because that means giving you opportunity to figure out what you like in me and what I like in you, and maybe it's this not it and we can be cool friends and then you can move on or whatever case might be. So I'm talking to somebody. So even if I'm talking to somebody and me and that individual not in an official, you know, relationship, I still respect them. Now, given everybody know Amazon, I wear leggings, right? So I don't got no jeans, y'all. No motherfucking jeans. I need to get some, okay? But I do wear leggings. But I feel like my appearance, like, I'm giving. People say, you know what you wear. You know you like dudes looking at you or whatever. It's not even that. I don't wear leggings for men or women because women be looking too. I wear it for myself. I feel like, especially because I get up early in the morning, I got to feel comfortable in what I'm wearing because I'm going to be at this job for 10 hours. So I don't have that many jeans. I do have a lot of jeans, but the jeans that I do have, those are not work appropriate, meaning that I spend a lot of money on them jeans and I'm not about to have them on while I'm working. I'd rather just slip on some sweats or some leggings. So anyways, bet. So it's this dude, right? I'm not gonna give him no shout out because he don't need no shout out, but it's this dude. And mind you, I've been at night shift and then I've been at morning shift. So I've been morning shifts from, is it 2021? I think 2021 to now, whatever. Because this year will be my fourth year at Amazon. But anyways, so I had told somebody, a mutual friend, that, oh, I think he's handsome, he's nice looking, whatever. Okay, whatever, bet. So she told him whatever, and, you know, we was little flirting, you know, back then. And then I found out that his baby mama worked in our warehouse, so then I backed up, because it's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not about to be flirting with this man's baby mama. Is in a certain department, you know what I'm saying? She working like that. And I feel like, even if his baby mama didn't work there, I know how that works. You know what I'm saying? So it's just best for me to back up. And he has hella bitches getting at him, like flirting, doing stuff for him, whatever. That's his prerogative. The bitches be doing stuff for him, that whatever. So skip forward. 2022, 2023, and we're currently in 2024. So I backed up. You know, if he's on the lane that I be on, he on that lane, whatever the case might be. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we chop up? Yeah, like, we chop up game, you know, we talk or whatever, but I don't be in his face like, oh, you know, I ask questions, you know, I be like, oh, how was your day? How was your weekend? That's it. Or how is his daughter? I ask stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I don't do like what I usually do, and I don't really be in his face like that. So fast forward to this year, okay? So it's just January, y'all. And I've been seeing, like, he just be in my space. And I'll be like, and he was like, oh, he always asks, like, oh, you talk to somebody? And I'm like, yeah, I'm talking to somebody. And he was like, oh, that's what's up, blah, blah, blah. And I tell y'all, like, I tell him that he still want to be in my space. Like, I think it's giving him, like, he just want to know why. Like, why I'm talking to somebody? Like, I just feel like if he did have the opportunity to talk to me and vibe with me, he will. But certain dudes don't want to show that side in front of certain people because they like, yeah, I want her on me and all this stuff. And I'm the type of person, like, I'm not going to be on you like that. I'm not. Especially if I'm talking to somebody, like, I don't care about you. Like, I'm not even thinking about you. I'm just talking about him now because it's just funny that I post that. And then, and that's my mood. Like, he be trying to be in my space, you know what I'm saying, asking me certain questions, and I'm like, dude, like, I'm talking to somebody right now. And he was like, is that your boyfriend? I'm like, no, but he's gonna eventually be my boyfriend. And I'm like, loyal, you know, even in the talking stage, like, I'm loyal to the point. Not saying I'm not gonna, you know, talk to anybody else, but it's like, if he's showing me, you know, loyalty and we vibing and stuff, why would I want to entertain anybody else? Given we're not official, so I can do what I want, he can do what he want, but it's the respect thing. And you know, I'm just like, if I'm about to get in a relationship, or if I'm in a relationship, like, I'm in a relationship, like, I'm not about to be talking to this person, because if that's the case, I could be single and he could be single, you know. So this is the testing stage of what we gonna do. So it's just weird, you know, when people find out that you're in a relationship or you talking, or it's just weird how he just want to be around me, child. And I could tell, like, if he had a chance, he would have talked to me. Like, if he met me outside of work and I didn't work for Amazon, he would have talked to me off top, because it's just given that. But he want to be all nonchalant, like, you ain't my type, blah, 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 blah. And I'm his type. To a point, you know what I mean? He like little red bones, and that's good. Your type is your type, you know what I'm saying? But me, I'm different from his type. So if a dude always dang the same thing, just a female too, the same thing, and then he sees somebody like me, I'm different, right? Why not? But he ain't getting no chance, babe, because I don't make business and pleasure, okay? And I like who I talk to. Outside of Amazon. I like talking to people outside of Amazon. But yeah, that was funny as fuck. That post I put. Actually, it says how niggas be on your girl. And niggas, he ain't the only nigga that be on me, okay? They be on your girl. And I be looking, busted and disgusted. Not like I brush my teeth. You know, I wash my ass. I do my face wash. I put on, you know, body spray and lotion and stuff. It's just, I'm not the average girl that do work there, that do they hair and all this shit. Man, I'm putting a hat on. Given if my hair is done and stuff, of course I'm gonna show it, whatever. But my hair not done, so I'm putting a hat on. And I don't got time to do it in the morning. I'm coming in there how I'm coming in there. This is it, okay? So, because I'm not there to impress nobody. I'm there to work, get my money, long as you do not smell me. And I don't smell myself. Because you're supposed to smell yourself before somebody else smells you. I don't know what it is, y'all. And then, the topics be getting real in there. And Amazon, it get real in there. And that's why I come to my podcast and talk about certain stuff. Like, that shit is wild. So, yeah. Amazon is something else in there. People cheating on each other. People sleeping with management. You know what I mean? Management sleeping with the employees. It's just a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't really hear stuff. It's just I know body language. And how somebody body language with me, it don't be the same when it comes to certain, you know, motherfucking management or people. So I just be peeping, but people be like, nah, da da da, yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Because it's like, I was just telling my partner this at work. I was telling her, I'm like, I couldn't have my nigga work with me in Amazon. I could not have him working any job, but especially Amazon, because bitches be testing your gangster. And especially if I even been with a nigga for a year, 2 years, 6 months, 8 months, they all trying to test your gangster. And I'm going to ride for mine. Like, that's my dick. That's my man. Say hi and bye. Don't touch him. Don't be too much laughing. Back up. Because, yeah. What's mine is mine. I ain't saying he can't be free and be a man and do what he got to do. But bitches run up on him. I've been saying too damn much, all in his face. Bitch, back up, because that's my nigga. Back up. Back the fuck up. and he gonna do the same thing for me. Okay? So we could separate and work in different motherfucking areas. I don't give a fuck. But he know if I come over there and a bitch is all kiki all in his face, baby, you need to back up. What's the kiki in for? Go find you another nigga, because this ain't it. I'm serious as a motherfucker. Not saying because I don't want to be out, because if we live together, I don't want him under me, and I don't want, you know, it ain't gonna be, we can't be under, we need to be apart, okay? Especially if we come home to each other. But if I roll over there and kiki, there's too much kiki in, my nigga gonna know, like, he gonna be like, you know, okay, you bet, you need to, you know, go to your station or go wherever you was at. He's like, because my girl wouldn't appreciate that, and I respect her too much. And I'll be the same way. You know what I mean? Because they gonna know that's my nigga. And they gonna know I'm his bitch. So, don't be in his face, kiki. Don't rub his arm. Don't ask him nothing. Just say hi and bye. How was your weekend? Oh, mine was good. That's it. Because. And don't let me be with him for hella years, though. I ain't gonna be Amazon that long. But I'm just saying, like, people be so disrespectful knowing that individual is married and got a girlfriend. They be all kiki, back the fuck up, because then he gotta hear my mouth or I gotta hear his mouth, and we don't need that, because we know at the end of the day where we gonna go. You know what I'm saying? We gonna end up together in the house, in the bed, but we don't need no extra drama, okay? Because he might be the type like, hey, my girl work here and I respect her too much, so just go to your station. You know, I said, what's up? Hi. All right. Bet. Go do what he needs to do. And I'm the same way. Don't talk to my nigga flirtatiously, because I'm going to see it. Because I know body language. And I know how to read motherfucking lips, bitch. So you need to back up. But yeah, that's it. My nigga cannot work with me, y'all. Like, if you know me, child. Because you got 3 strikes. You might got 1 strike with me. Flirting with my nigga and stuff. Oh, for real? And I'm right there reading lips and stuff. And he can feel the steam on the back of his neck. Or see the steam that's coming out of my face. You know, tell that bitch to back up. Like, my girl right there. Or my girl around here somewhere. Yeah. Cause I'm gonna be that one, okay? I will, okay? But yeah, and then the third topic at hand. Oh, I know I talked about this already, I think, but maybe I didn't. Did I? What's your love language? So, I think I talked about this already. But my love language, really, I ain't gonna lie. I just want whoever I'm talking to know that I love communication. I love love. You can give me gifts or whatever if you want to. But it's the little things, you know. Flowers, candy, shit, a meal, we go out on a date. That's my love language. And then my love language to dudes is like rubbing their feet, rubbing their back, seeing how their day was, asking did they eat, because I love cooking, you know what I mean? How is everything, how's their mental health? Like, that's my love language, because I'm nosy at the end of the day, but I do care. Even though I am nosy, I do care. You know, did you eat today, baby? You know, let me rub your feet. Let me rub your back. What's going on? To let him vent, you know? I like to help people because I'm a caring, loving person. You know what I'm saying? I mean, my zodiac sign, we're very caring. But even without the zodiac sign, I'm just a caring person, you know? And, you know, it's just, I just like the little things. He can rub my feet. I love my feet rub, baby. You can suck them too with some honey. I just like love. I know everybody like Valentine's Day. If y'all knew the history of Valentine's Day, you would not like it. I like Valentine's Day every day, not just for one day. And I don't want nothing expensive. If you want to give me something expensive, go ahead, be a man, you know? But my love language is rubbing my feet, listening to me, just like I listen to you. You know, baby, how was your day at Amazon? Did you eat? Because I love to eat food. You know what I'm saying? Do you want a smoothie? I'm just cool, collective. Baby, how much is the energy bill? Baby, how much is the rent? I got something on the rent. Even if it's $50, $100, whatever. If you want to do that, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask for too much. I just like affection. I'm an affection person. I like to smell my nigga. Like, he got smells so good. And I think this gets to I'm almost done. I love a man that smells fucking good. Because you know me, I'm a smell fucking good. Like, I like a man that take care of himself. I like a man that get a pedicure, because I'm going to get a pedicure. I like a man that, y'all, I don't know what it is. I like a man with a nice smile. And I ain't going to lie to you, y'all, on my vision board, I know this is off the topic, but this is Freestyle Friday, so it is what it is. I like a man with some nice teeth, because I don't have children yet. And most of the time, the dude I talk to, he might have kids, he might not. Whatever. That's why on my vision board, okay, I'm going to tell y'all. So, on my vision board, I'm going to just tell y'all. I can't tell y'all everything on my motherfucking vision board, okay? Is that I'm going to when I make my dentist appointment this time, they're going to make sure everything is good. And I'm going to either get braces or Invisaligns. And yeah, that's the goal, but I gotta work on some other stuff, but that's the goal before the end of 2024. So I gotta see what's in my plan, what can I pay, and whatever the case might be. So that's one of my goals. And I love a man with a nice smell. I like a man that take care of his hygiene, like take good care of his hygiene, his health, his appearance. I don't like dudes that carry purses. Let me say that clear. I don't like dudes that carry purses. Take that shit off, okay? I'm a woman. I carry a purse. Now, if it's a backpack or like a real man bag, to me is like that. It don't have to be Louis Vuitton. It could be Adidas, Nike. It's like you can open up the main part and you can, like, it's only one part. Like, that's a man bag to me. Okay, men should not be wearing no damn purse. A man should not wear a motherfucking fanny pack. Okay, that leave that to us women. Okay, I just like a man that smells good. A man being a man. I just like a little rough. Now his skin can be a little, you know, not too rough, but not too soft. You know what I mean? Meaning that he put on lotion, but he don't put as much lotion as me. Okay, he smell good. I love a man with cologne. I love a man with clean nails. Breath don't stink, because my breath don't stink. I just like a man that smell good. And the current dude I'm talking to, he might listen to this, he might not. I don't go fuck. I'm gonna put it on blast. Yep, he a little younger than me. A lot younger than me. Not too young, okay. I'm gonna be real. He's younger than me, but I think to me, when he walked up to me and, you know, chopping game or whatever, I smelled his cologne off top. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, he young, but he smelled good. He smelled hella good. That turns me on. I like a man that smells good. It gets my coochie a little wet. We ain't even did that. You got this. My coochie already went juicy. You know, it's getting real wet over here. It's like a puddle. It's gonna be a puddle on this damn floor. That's when he walked up to me. He started talking to me. I smell his cologne. I was like, oh my God, he smells so good. He don't got no purse. Nice teeth. I didn't mind the jewelry, baby, because the jewelry is just accessory. Baby, I smell that man cologne. Okay, I smell that man cologne. And I felt like, I thought I started a motherfucking puddle. He was just talking. And y'all know that meme, like a womp womp. Like, I was hearing what he was saying, but I was like, oh my God, like, he smells so good. Like, why? And then I heard, you want me to give you a ride? I'm like, no, it's okay. I should have got in the car, but I didn't. I continue on my journey. But yeah, I love it. It turns me on. I'm like, man, that smell good. Smell good, baby. I mean, a little weed, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind a little weed. Now, alcohol, let me tell y'all. I don't like a man that smell like alcohol. Like, I mean, out his pores, out his mouth. Of course, his mouth gonna smell like alcohol because he been drinking, right? But I mean, your pores smell like alcohol. I don't like that. Your pores smell like cigarettes. I hate a nigga that smokes cigarettes. I hate a nigga that smokes cigarettes. I don't mind the weed. I don't mind the weed, but a nigga that's smoking cigarettes all the time and drinking all the time, and I can smell that shit in your pores, that is nasty. And you need to go to AA. For real. No jokes aside. But yeah, that's just... And then his smile, I'm like, yeah, I gotta get my shit together. Like, I have an overbite, and I'm about to, I don't give a fuck, we gonna be real. I have, my side tooth is out because I had to get it pulled because it was gonna damage my gums worse than what it was at the time. So, I have an overbite, I have a side tooth that's out, and then if... at the bottom, like, as a baby, you know, they crowded or whatever, so they had to take two of my teeth at the bottom and replace it with whatever they need to do. So most likely they're gonna take the two out, put I guess whatever they're gonna put to replace it, so my bottom gonna be straight, right? But then I gotta go to the top and put the side tooth in, and then I was just gonna get braces for my bottom. But the lady suggests, she was like, even if I get Invisalign, she's like, do it for the top. So I got some money to be spending, y'all. But it's like, I love a man with a nice smile. And they said, the reason I don't want to get my top done, because I'm going to close my gap. I love my gap. It makes me unique. But for me to get the smile that I want in my overbite, I have to get braces or Invisalign. So... I just like his smell. All most of the dudes I told them, they got nice teeth. They smell good. Even if they got a gap, they smell good. They teeth white. They smell good. So I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm getting my shit together. I gotta get my shit together. Because my teeth not bad for the average female, but it's like, uh-uh. So I gotta overbite. I got the tooth that I gotta get fixed on the side, and then at the bottom, then I gotta get Invisaligns or braces. So I think when they do my teeth at the bottom, they gonna do my side tooth at the same time. So that's gonna be within the same time frame, you know what I mean? And then I think months later I can get Invisaligns or braces. So, but I'm still cute. Like, my smell, like, yeah, my smell is cute. But it can be cuter. You know what I mean? My teeth is hella white, but it can be, you know, it's just my overbite and then the stuff I said, because we're going to keep it real. But yeah, I be talking to some nice looking men. They be smelling so good. But like this one, I don't know. I'm like, oh, he gonna come up to me smelling like hella weed. I don't mind it, but it's like, where the cologne? I know some people cologne is Kush, okay? Like, Gucci Mane Kush is my cologne. But when I didn't even smell no weed. You know what I'm saying? I smell cologne and his smell, and he smelled good. I just wanted to lick him right there. Just lick him. But I'm like, mm-mm. Gotta play cute. Gotta be a lady. You gotta be a lady. But yeah. We'll see what's going on. And he a Pisces and I'm a Cancer. We're gonna see what's going on. Might work out. We might not. I don't know. I feel like we're gonna work out. The age difference is the difference, but I mean, at overall, he cool, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, y'all, so that's the end of this episode. I'm trying to push it to 40. I was just gonna give y'all 30, but I'm like, nah. So yeah, today's topic was Freestyle Friday. It was different topics within the topic at hand. I hope you guys have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Have a good evening. I love you guys. Remember, tell your friend, tell everybody to come listen to For the Love of Renisha podcast. I'm on Spotify. I think I'm on Apple. I think I'm everywhere else, but most of the time you can find me on Spotify. I don't know if I'm on YouTube yet. I don't think so. I'm still debating if I should make a YouTube. My partner said I should, because I told him I don't want nobody to know what I look like. He was like, Ernisha, you know, you can just upload it and they could just listen. I'm like, bet. So that's still on my vision board. So we're gonna see what's happening. But thank you guys for listening to me. Blah 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 blah. And doing my sniffling and stuff because my allergies is acting up, you know. Even though it's winter time, I have seasonal allergies, so I gotta drink more water than what I imagine. And yeah, and today was windy out here in Vegas, so it ain't making no better. And I did have a mask on when I was in the store, but when I went outside, I didn't have a mask on. So you guys have a beautiful evening. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'ma try to do an episode every week. It's just the last, I don't think I need a break. I just was just working a lot and forgot I had to record for you guys. So you guys, I will see you guys maybe next week or the week after, but just know that I'm trying to be consistent of giving y'all an episode every week. Okay, I love you guys. Have a beautiful evening, weekend. Love you guys. Peace.